This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. This is going to be another installment in the Muscle Saves Lives series that we've done, where we've actually spoken to listeners of the show about their personal journeys. Before we get started talking to Judy Madsen, whose story I promise will be inspiring to you, to all of us, I want to mention that Age Force, a proud sponsor of the Superhuman Radio Show, is offering my listeners a 1 month free trial of the new fat burner patch, which includes now the over-the-counter available thyroid hormone T2, which does not compromise thyroid function. It just burns fat. That's all it does. It's not a stimulant. It is a thermogenic. And you can get a free month supply by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Age Force banner ad and using the coupon code FBWL4. So check that out. Don't waste another minute. I promise you, this will help you reach your fat loss goals. You know, Judy Madsen was introduced to me by a friend of the show, Alex Wapretsky, and I was really quite amazed when I learned about her, and I thought that the audience deserved to hear her story. How you doing, Judy?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for being on the air today with us, by the way.
Oh, glad to be here.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about, before we get into some of your more recent accomplishments, let's talk about where your journey into physical fitness and physical culture began. It began a very, very long time ago, didn't it?
It did. I've always liked to do activities that involve my body moving from the time I was a girl. In fact, I started out preteen taking ballet lessons and tumbling. At that time, there weren't gymnastics classes.
Right, they called them tumblers and turners, right?
But it was tumbling.
Right.
And we had those classes we could take locally in the neighborhood. And so I did that for several years. And I think that was the foundation that started building a strong body.
Now, just so my audience knows, I'm kind of going to let this out of the bag right now. Just give your current age, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm 75 years old.
Okay. Keep that in mind, folks. Especially those of you who find excuses for not doing the things that you know you should be doing. This is going to be a very, very important interview. Okay, so you started out in with a love of physical fitness and so on. And that brought you full circle to something that you did in the way of skiing, right? You were a ski patrol person, right?
Right. I started skiing as soon as I was out of high school and could afford to ski myself because I grew up with a mother who was always afraid I was going to hurt myself.
Oh, wow, really?
And she was like a hen raising a duckling. But I forged ahead and climbed trees and did things I enjoyed doing, much to her chagrin.
And you were like, as you were on the rescue group, right?
I skied with the Mount Hood Ski Patrol for 22 years.
Which means that you would have to go into places where people got stuck and get them out, right?
Yes. You were on the hill to help evacuate anyone who was injured, and you had to patrol the slopes looking for safety hazards and take care of those. You had to be the first one on the hill looking for hazards that might show up overnight, and then you were the last one off the hill at the end of the day to make sure everyone was off safely.
I was one of those schmoes that Ski Patrol had to help one time. And embarrassingly, it was my last ski session of the day because they were closing down. This was in Great Gorge, New York. And so I went to one of the smaller hills because I didn't want to have to waste a lot of time, you know, riding the gondola all the way up. And so coming down, I fell, and I was wearing rented skis, and the binding on the left boot did not come off when I twisted and turned, and it snapped. It snapped my ACL immediately when I spun. My foot stayed stationary, but my upper body turned, and the knee was the place that took the beating. And they had to take me down on one of those little gurneys attached to a snowmobile. It was really a pride building moment for me. little did I know, you know.
But that sounds like a typical accident. Unfortunately, most injuries do occur late in the day when people are tired.
Yeah.
And
when the alcohol is kicking in from the ski lodge.
That too.
that was my problem. I had too much to drink that day. I shouldn't have been skiing. But anyway, okay, I digress. But anyway, so let's fast forward for just a second, and let's talk about your introduction to resistance training, which happened approximately 12 years ago, right? You started to train with resistance training in the way of machine weights and so on and so forth, correct?
Correct.
What inspired you to start to add that to your physical fitness prescription?
At the time I started that, excuse me, I hadn't been exercising for a while. I'd gotten away from it.
Was that when you had to care for your mom?
Well, actually, just before that, I was working in a job where I was working 12-hour rotating shifts, where you'd work 12-hour days for 2 weeks and then 12-hour nights for 2 weeks. And you'd work a straight 12 hours. You didn't take a lunch hour other than at your desk. So it was really hard to get
to the gym.
To get to a gym and
right.
to work out. And when... So when I was through with that phase of my employment, I wanted to get back in shape. I really felt like I'd gotten flabby.
right. Did you feel different? You know, we talk about this a lot on the show because most of the people in my audience, we embrace physical culture. And there are always mm-hmm. periods in our lives during because of injury or life gets in the way where we take a prolonged period of time off and all of a sudden we start to notice the lack of energy. The lack of a sense of well-being. There's lots of changes that occur when you can't, if you're used to exercising regularly and all of a sudden you can't. Did you notice that over this period of time when you're working these 12-hour shifts on and off?
I did. I found myself more lethargic and I didn't have the drive to get out and do things. I quit skiing as much as I used to and wasn't bicycling as much as I used to and was leading definitely a more sedentary life.
So what made you choose resistance training? Why did you say, well, now I'm going to try this for a while?
Well, I wanted to get back into exercise quickly.
Wanted results, yeah.
I wanted the results.
Yeah.
And... So I joined a gym and started working out with personal trainers.
And now just it should be noted also that for the past 7 years, you've been working with Alex Wapretsky, correct?
I have, yes.
And, of course, Alex is very intelligent when it comes to his training styles and his nutrition and so on and so forth. So I'm sure that you've had great success since you've been training with him, right?
Oh, I definitely have. It's been well worthwhile.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of Judy's most recent accomplishments while working with Alex Wapretsky. And I think that the women from the girls Gone Strong group. We're going to love Judy Madsen when we get into this next segment. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is an installment of Muscle Saves Lives. We're talking with Judy Madsen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
5 seconds is up.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you. This results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Judy Madsen. And I promise as the story goes on, you're going to see why she's on the air with us today. So, Judy, recently, you were invited to participate in a powerlifting competition, weren't you?
I was.
Now, were you shocked when you heard this? When Alex came to you and said, you know, well, first of all, tell the story how you got invited, first of all.
Well, while working out with Alex, some of the routines he would put me through, he would film on his cell phone and post to his Facebook page.
Right.
Where his friends could look in and watch.
Right.
And an acquaintance who has a gym in Medford that was sponsoring a weightlifting competition had been following Alex's Facebook and called him and said that he thought if I took part in this weightlifting competition, it would be an inspiration to some of the older ladies who were working out at his gym.
Oh, come on. It's an inspiration to some of the younger guys, too. Let's be honest. Listen, I know some guys who can't deadlift what you deadlift. So let's be honest here, okay? Okay. Now, just keep in mind, folks, she's 75 years old, okay? And the life in her voice is no accident. She's been living a life of physical culture her entire life. So for those of you who can't get the message that I keep saying that expending energy on a daily basis is part of our human makeup and will lead to a longer, happier, healthier life. Look at Judy Madsen. Okay, so you got invited, and what did you say at first? Did you say, oh, Alex, I'm not going to do that?
Well, I was stunned because it had never occurred to me to do anything like that. But the more Alex talked about it, he convinced me to give it a try.
He inspired me. Yeah, because I know that he probably wouldn't ask you to do something you weren't comfortable with, but he probably convinced you that you have no reason not to be comfortable with it because you actually could do the work.
Well, we'd worked together long enough that he was pretty familiar with what my body was capable of. And I have a lot of faith in him,
right,
that working with him long enough that I know he can challenge me without hurting me.
Right, exactly.
So I told him, let's give it a try and see what happens. And so last October, we started working on mainly weight training and completely changed my workout routine.
Right, so now the emphasis in your workout then became not just resistance training for the intrinsic value of resistance training as a health prescription. But now you were going to challenge your body to see just how much weight you could move in some of these different lifts, right?
Right.
So this is what we call in the industry, we call these are powerlifting moves. You were becoming a powerlifter. You were.
That's true.
Okay. So what moves did Alex work with you in?
Well, becoming a powerlifter involves so much more than just lifting weights.
Right. So
we started a regimen of 3 days a week working out. On Mondays, we would concentrate on just legs, mainly squats and leg presses to strengthen the lower body.
Had you ever done squats before this, Judy?
I had.
Good. Okay.
But only occasionally.
Right.
Now we were starting to concentrate on them.
Right.
And on Wednesdays, we would work on upper body strength and grip strength, which is quite important when it comes to weightlifting.
Right.
Then on Fridays were actual lifting days.
Where you would execute the movements that you would be participating in the competition, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But we didn't just weightlift on Fridays. We would alternate Fridays with rack lifting, where you're not lifting
from the floor up.
From the floor, but you're lifting from a few inches above the floor.
Right.
And we also did deficits, where you're standing above and the weight is lower than the floor.
Right. You're standing on a platform and the weight is on a floor, so you're actually having to go down deeper than you normally would.
Right.
Right.
Right. And then every third Friday, we would do straight deadlifting.
And would you shoot?
Like you would do in competition.
And that's what I was going to ask. Would you go for your one rep maximum every third Friday just to see how your training was going, if you were getting stronger and stronger?
Yes, we would do a sequence of lifts, but building up to my failure point.
Okay, now I have to ask you a question. I don't want to, your competition deadlift ended up being 225.7 pounds, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Where was your quote unquote competition deadlift at the beginning of this journey? What was the most you could do every third Friday?
Or starting out, about the best I could do was 185.
Wow. Okay. That's still not bad. That's really fantastic, actually.
For an old girl, not too bad.
For anybody, really. Okay, so this journey of building strength, did you notice any changes in your body also?
I have noticed some muscular changes, surprisingly through the trapezoid muscles. I've noticed them.
They're a little
beefier than they were.
Yeah, they're a little prouder. They stand up a little higher.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You get proud traps, and obviously your grip has gotten a lot stronger too, hasn't it?
Oh, tremendously.
Any have you noticed any changes in dexterity? In your hips, like when you're doing side to side stuff, do you notice that you're a lot stronger, a lot more stable when just doing things around the house or whatever in the side to side area?
Yes, I notice things are easier.
Yeah.
Much more effortless.
Yes.
Than they had been.
Yeah.
I recently took up kayaking. And I've found moving that kayak by myself is much easier than it used to be.
Really? You gained a couple extra horsepower all of a sudden.
I did.
That's great. Now, okay, so how did you place in the competition in your category? How did you place?
Well, I ended up setting a new world record for women over 75.
That's fantastic.
In my weight class.
That is fantastic. Now, did your friends and family come to watch you?
Yes, I have three sons, and two of them were able to come down, and my granddaughter was able to come down with her husband to cheer me on, along with several folks from the gym.
And now, your two sons, did you tell them that you were going to start training for this number of months ago?
Well, they know I've always been working out, and
right.
I didn't necessarily tell them I was working out with this competition in mind.
Okay.
Until fairly recently.
Well, then when you invited them and said, I'm going to be doing a weightlifting competition, did they go, wow, that's fantastic, we're there, or did they say, Mom, have you lost your mind?
I'm afraid it was a little closer to Mom, have you lost your mind? Okay, what's Mom doing this time?
Right. They've got to be inspired by you too. I have to say. We're protective of our moms, but at the same time, they've got to be standing back and going, "Holy mackerel! Look what she's doing." So what? So they were a little confused. Like, "Hey, Mom, what are you doing?" And then you said, "But I know what I'm doing. Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt myself." And they showed up and they saw you do this. What was the reaction from the boys, first of all?
Pride.
Yeah.
A lot of pride.
Yeah. That's my mom.
Yeah.
My mom can beat up your dad. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've heard my oldest son say, what do you do when your mom can outski you and outrun you?
You don't compete with her. That's what you do.
but he's saying it with pride in his voice.
So. Of course. Okay, so are there more competitions in the future? Have you gotten bit by the bug?
I'm afraid I kind of created a monster. I'm looking forward to doing another meet here in a few months. And I'd like to push that record up a little higher. I know I'm capable of more.
Right. Yeah, and Alex is a good trainer, and he'll temper your enthusiasm with proper training to make sure that you are always in that zone where you're not pushing yourself into a potential injury, obviously.
Right.
And so that's a good thing. Now, I have to ask you a question, and then we have to take a break, but I'm going to ask you the question before we go into the break, because I want you to think about this during the break. While you were doing this, you have friends, you have peers, you have friends, women your age, correct, that are friends of yours?
Yes.
Okay. Do all of them work out the way you do?
No.
Okay. So when you started talking to them, maybe at a church group one day, and said, you're not going to believe this, I'm going to do a weightlifting competition, there had to be some reactions. And I want to talk about the reactions. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, I want you to tell me about the various, the rainbow of reactions that you get from the people around you when you tell them that you're doing something like this, that not only challenges you, Judy, but it challenges them, because they have to start saying to themselves, you know, if Judy can do this, I could do it if I wanted to. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Judy Madsen. This is another installment of the series Muscle Saves Lives, the Judy Madsen story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Two trailer park girls go around the outside.
We're talking with Judy Madsen today. Inspiring story. It's going to get better too, because I've got some other things I think that Judy's going to contribute here. After talking with her yesterday during the pre-interview. All right, so first of all, Judy, what I want to find out now is, what did your friend, your girlfriend say to you? You know, here you are, you're around them, and you're obviously setting the bar pretty high, and now you're going to do a weightlifting competition. Did you have any people who were kind of not as supportive as you would have hoped they would be?
No, actually, people were more stunned, first.
Right.
But they were also a little in awe of what I was doing, and have been pretty supportive and proud all along the way.
Well, that's good then. That's good. You've got good friends then.
I've had friends that came up with that usual, are you sure you aren't going to hurt yourself?
Yeah.
All in all, they've been very supportive. And since the competition, I've gotten a lot of calls and emails from girlfriends in my book club and from church that...
they want to train with
are
you?
Are inspired.
Okay. Have any of them asked to train with you yet?
No, I haven't had anyone try to work out with me.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that, because I've got to believe, and again, I don't really know you that well, obviously. We've just talked once before this. I've seen the videos of you that Alex posts on Facebook. I have to believe that you're much more agile, more robust, probably have a bit more life in your step, and I have to believe you're a bit more positive as far as your outlook goes than the majority of women within your age group that you know. I mean, I have to believe that you can do things for yourself that they can't do things for themselves. Am I off on that?
No, I think you're right on.
Okay, so while you got into this whole physical culture thing back in the day as a young child because you loved the feeling of challenging your body and working with your body and so on, the intrinsic value of that was the joy it gave you to be active. But the extrinsic value is that it's allowed you to live a virtually unencumbered life because you have a greater level of health as a result of it.
Oh, that's very true.
You see, I talk about this on the show all the time, Judy. One of the mottos that I repeat over and over again on this show is that muscle is metabolic currency. And just the way people focus on making sure they have a 401k and they have enough money in the bank so that when they get into their golden years, they can pay for things and they can support themselves. What they neglect to do is put enough metabolic currency in the bank, enough muscle on the carcass, so that they can continue to take care of themselves, live independently. Things as easy as getting out of a chair become difficult for some people at a certain point in life. And so they've got all this money and they end up spending it at an institution because they can't get around on their own anymore. So I say muscle is metabolic currency. Get into the gym and make a deposit in your metabolic account today. Everybody needs to train hard. And see, the problem is, and the reason I wanted you specifically on the show is because this message is lost in women. With women, they think that muscular strength is exclusively a man thing. They don't realize that before we became this civilized, group of people that we are today, women worked on the farms side by side with their men and did all the same things and they stayed healthy and strong till the last days of their lives. People back 200 years ago weren't dying in institutions. They were dying full stride involved in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I want to go. I know that. I want to go. I used to say I want to go while I'm squatting. I want all that weight bearing down on me and I just can't get back out of it. And that's the way I want to go. I don't want to go sitting in a chair facing a wall in an institution.
Yeah, I've often said I don't want to end up in some rest home drooling on myself.
Right.
I want to I want to try to wear this body out. I don't think I'm going to, but I'm going to try.
I like that. That's even better. I'm going to try to wear my body out. I love that. That's fantastic. I tell you who would embrace you. There's a group led by a wonderful gal named Molly Galbraith, and they are trying to spread the word that the strong is the new sexy for women. This emaciated, waif-like look that women are striving for today, starving themselves to death, is actually the fast track to health problems. And the truth is, that women who have a little bit more muscle on them, they have some shape to their body, are sexier. So the so Molly Galbraith started a group called Girls Gone Strong. And they promote the idea that strong is the new sexy, and they want women to work out just like the men. Because the truth is, a woman will never become as big and bulky as a man. She doesn't have the testosterone levels, but she can become athletic looking and shapely. And that is a better look than this emaciated, anorexic, waif-like look that, the media pushes at women today.
Oh, and you feel so much better. You know, senior women complain about their joint problems. Well, I guess not just senior women, but most seniors complain about joint problems.
Right.
But it's the muscles that are supporting all those joints, and if those muscles are strong, your joints are going to be better, and you're going to be able to do more.
You got it. That's exactly correct. It's like the shock absorbers on your car. The springs take a beating if the shocks wear out. So you're exactly right. Let me ask you a couple questions. It just dawned on me. Have you ever had a bone density test done for osteoporosis?
I did about 4 years ago.
And let me guess, no problems.
No problems at all.
Yeah. And see, and this has been, learned. There was actually a research study done about a decade ago, and they had three groups of women. One group of women were on one of these bone mineral uptake drugs. Another group of women were doing nothing more than squats, three sets of squats, 3 days a week with moderate weight, moderate intensity. And then another group of women were on hormone replacement therapy and squats. And the women that were doing the squats by themselves had better bone mineral uptake than the women that were taking the bone density drugs like Boniva. And the women that were on HRT and doing the squats had a super compensation. Their bones were so strong and so thick. So the bottom line is, when you do load-bearing exercises like squats and deadlifts and so on, the body goes, wow, we need to be prepared. She's going to try to hurt us. We need to upregulate the chassis. And it does that by stimulating more bone mineral uptake. So it makes perfect sense that when you go in and have a bone mineral density test, your doctor probably goes, wow, I wish all my patients looked like you.
Right.
So that's wonderful. Now, let's talk a little bit about something else. You are very intuitive and instinctive about your diet. You are actually a lacto-ovo-vegan. We talked about that, correct?
Correct.
So tell people about your diet and how you became a lacto-ovo-vegan.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'd have to say that started back in around 1978 when I was doing a lot of running. And I found the more I ran, the less I craved meat, the less I ate it, and the better I felt. And so eventually I just quit eating meat and chicken. And my body feels wonderful.
Now, but it should be said that you get your animal protein sources from dairy and fish, right? And eggs.
Correct.
So you're considered a lacto-ovo-vegan. And I told you yesterday, there's a group that live in the Hunza Valley. And the Hunza Valley is nestled between Asia and I think Tajikistan and a couple of the other stands up there. It's a small little region where all of the people live past 100 years of age, and they're all lacto-ovo-vegans. They eat eggs, they eat dairy, they eat vegetables. The reason they don't eat their cows is because their cows provide a greater value in the production of milk, because they're in this mountainous, landlocked area where they can't easily go out and buy more cows, and raising cows in itself is difficult. So they decided, instead of killing the cows and eating the steak and being and then needing another cow in 6 months, we'll just drink the milk and make the yogurt and the kefir and so on. And they turn to replenishables like eggs for the balance of their animal proteins. But they all live past 100. So it's very interesting that you kind of gravitated towards that lacto-ovo-vegan approach.
Now I just kind of fell into that, and it's where my body feels good.
Now, I didn't ask you this yesterday, but I'm just curious. Have you ever reached a point in your life where you were faced with an illness and or an injury, perhaps a car accident or something like that?
Oh, I was involved in a car accident about 10 years ago, where at freeway speeds, my right front tire blew out, and I ended up spinning around and hitting a divider head-on.
Wow. Okay. Now, you had your seatbelt on, I could take
it. I had my seatbelt on.
Okay. So this was 10 years ago, so you were 65 at the time. Clearly an age where bones are brittle in most women, and an accident like that would surely leave the mark of some damage on the body. How badly were you injured?
I had several bruises, mostly from the harness I was
wearing. Right, I know. I know, it's terrible what it does to the shoulder and the hips, isn't it?
Yeah, right,
I know, I know.
And I was taken to the hospital because I was a little shocky from the shock of the crash.
Right.
And they x-rayed my chest because they said, well, we just assume a woman your age is going to have broken bones.
Right.
From this. And I didn't have any broken bones.
I love this. This is what I love about
this. They kind of shook their heads and said, "My, you're in great shape."
Yes. And you must, there had to be a moment of clarity where you thought to yourself, you know, thank God I work out so hard, because it really allowed me to resist the potential damage of this accident.
Oh, it has. And I've talked with my sons about that if I hadn't been such an active person, I'm sure I would have been injured more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the car was totaled.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? And we've had people on this show that were in car accidents that would have taken other people out entirely. And after a couple years, they were not only back, but they were back in the gym squatting heavy weights with rods screwed into their legs and stuff like that. I mean, when you upregulate the musculature of the body and you upregulate the skeletal system of the body, it's amazing, A, the impact it can take, and B, how quickly it can bounce back when something does go wrong.
Right.
So it's almost like an insurance policy. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break with Judy. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview with her. We're doing a installment of the Muscle Saves Lives series. We're talking with Judy Madsen. It's the Judy Madsen Story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Representing that first and 15.
And this one right here. I dedicate this one right here. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results
results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Judy Madsen. Her story is really an important one. It not only speaks to the benefits of physical culture, exercise, physical lifestyle in the process of protecting against something like a car accident, but also the ability to age and be completely independent. This is something that has been lost on the current generations. It's not something that was lost on our great-great-grandparents. Our great-great-grandparents raised their grandchildren. They were actively involved in life. They didn't have health insurance back then. Nobody ran to the doctor for every little thing. They weren't on any pharmaceutical drugs. My grandfather Valerio didn't know what his cholesterol was. He lived to be 98 years old. And he was strong. He wasn't institutionalized when he passed. I mean, these people didn't know anything about anything other than they got up every day. They worked really, really hard. In his case, he was a brick mason all of his life. And then a farm, he had a small farm that he grew his vegetables in, a plot of land that he had in the middle of Brooklyn, that was supposed to be a parking lot for trucks. And he took out all the pavement and harrowed the grass and, I mean, the dirt and planted his garden back there. These people worked hard. And this was the key to life. It's not about getting into the gym and training as hard as you can for a half hour. It's about working hard all the time. This is what lengthens life and lengthens the quality of life. Okay? So Judy, now tell me something. I want to ask you a question. And it's, I know this may be a little bit of a touchy subject, but you had a sister, correct?
Correct.
And as opposite as opposites can be, you and she were pretty much opposites, right?
Right. We had very different lifestyles. My sister was 3 years younger. She really liked to party hardy. She liked to drink. She was a heavy smoker her whole life. And eventually it caught up with her, and she only lived a couple weeks past her 60th birthday.
Now, do you know what actually caught up with her? Did she have a heart attack? Did she end up with emphysema? What happened to her?
She had emphysema. Her lungs failed, and because by that time her liver wasn't in great shape either, so right. That hindered her ability to
recover.
Yeah,
multiple systems were challenged, obviously.
Right.
And so you have two people coming from the same household, but with very, very different messages.
Same gene pool.
Yeah, same gene pool, but very different messages ingrained. And the reason I want to talk about this for a moment is because the media and the pharmaceutical agenda loves to convince us that our health and longevity is out of our control. It is a crapshoot of the genetic casino. You maybe have the genetics for this disease and that disease. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. You're going to get that disease. The only thing you can hope for is that these drugs will work for you. This is the mantra of the pharmaceutical agenda. They love to talk about how you are a hostage to your genetics. Now, here are two people who came from the same household, different messages, same genes. You had one person who took her body for granted, and you have another person who used her body like an art form and a tool. And that the outcomes are very, very different. And the reason I talk about this for a moment is because we have people in this audience who haven't gotten the message yet. They're listening and they're waiting to get the message, but they haven't gotten the message yet that the food you put in your body and the things you do with your body ultimately have a greater effect on your health and longevity than your genetics. You could have come from a long line of people who die at the age of 50 and live to be 90. You could be come from a long line of people who live to be 90 and die at 50. It's all up to you. It has nothing to do with your genetics.
Right.
And that's an empowering thought. But it also is a scary thought because it requires responsibility to kick in and go, okay, I'm going to do what's right. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, woe is me. I didn't have any control over this. I was going to get this disease anyway because other people in my family got it. If other people in your family got it, it just means that you need to avoid to do the things that they did that ended up leading to those diseases. That's it. So anyway. So let's talk about the future for a second, Judy. So you've gotten bitten by the bug and you feel like you could probably lift more and you're a world record holder. How does that feel to be a world record holder? And I mean, your name will be in the annals of powerlifting forever.
That's amazing. It's hard to comprehend. But thrilling, you know, if nothing else, just something that I can leave for my children that they can say their mother was able to do this.
Right.
To me is amazing.
And you know what? And another thing. You came from a generation where women had a small cubicle of things that they could quote unquote do. And it seems to me that you, as you pointed out, your mom had a hard time getting you to see things that way. You, in your mind, you would do and could do whatever you wanted to do. And I've got to say that that probably, has a strong message to the women, especially the young girls that are exposed to you as well.
Yes. Yes. I will never tell somebody, don't try that. You might get hurt, because I heard that so much as a young person.
Right.
And, I have found that your body can take you wonderful places.
Mm-hmm.
If you like to get out and walk, start hiking, start climbing. There's nothing more exciting than to get to the top of a mountain and look around and think, my body got me here.
Yeah.
This was nothing but me that got me to this place. And to me, that's amazing.
Yeah. And you made, and something else that you just said is an important point. For those who are listening to this show who are not part of the superhuman nation, and you're not already involved in physical culture, but you're listening because you're thinking, wow, if Judy could do it, maybe I can do something too. This journey starts right where you are. You do what you can do now. If all you can do is walk 5 minutes in one direction and 5 minutes back, then just do that and do that for a couple weeks. And then on the third week, try to walk 8 minutes in one direction, 8 minutes back. The key here is this. Start where you are. Do what you can do now and give yourself a time period where you're going to then step it up and increase. It's called progression. So that maybe your goal is, if all you can do is walk 5 minutes in one direction and 5 minutes back, then maybe your goal is by the end of the year, I want to be able to walk for an entire hour. So you start where you are and you pick your first destination and you make that happen. And then here's the beautiful part of this. It's not like you have to get to a certain point for the longevity to kick in. As long as you keep progressing, as long as you keep adding progression to whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's resistance training, if you can't resistance train, you can only walk. If you can't, if you got past walking and you want to do a little jogging or bicycling, you want to get into the gym and you want to do resistance training. The journey itself is what prolongs your life. So don't be in such a hurry to get to the end. The journey is what prolongs the life. So it's a wonderful
story. And it's amazing to watch and enjoy each step your body goes through. Because you can enjoy these small victories. They don't have to be big ones.
Right.
And I'd say to anybody, do something. Join an exercise class. Take a dance class. There are all kinds of classes at gyms that you can get involved in, so you're not doing it by yourself, to give yourself a little extra incentive. Like I say, walk. Get a dog. Take the dog for a walk.
Right.
Sing. I think singing is wonderful for the lungs.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
And
yeah. What about, just curious, when you started training for strength, did you have periods of time where you had muscle soreness day after or 2 days after a particular workout?
I would, but I look at those as little victories that keep reminding me I've accomplished something, I've done something. So if I am sore or I'm stiff, that doesn't worry me. I know it'll pass. And like I say, it keeps reminding me to look at what you've done.
It's kind of like the medal of accomplishment when you have a little soreness and when your glutes are sore and when you sit down, you can feel the soreness and you think, gee, I really got deep in that squat this time because I can feel it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's so true. And I found, Alex put me onto this. I've started taking curcumin.
Sure. An adaptogen.
Tablets.
Yeah.
And on the days that I'm working out, I'll put tart cherry juice in with my protein drink.
Right.
For after a workout. And I don't have near the problem with inflammation that I've had in the past.
And you know what's funny? Curcumin works on the villanoid receptors. Tart cherry juice is a fantastic antioxidant. It also has small amounts of melatonin, which add to its antioxidant value. Not only are you protecting your body against the soreness of the exercise, but just about every confounding disease today can be linked back to some form of inflammatory response. So by reducing whole body inflammation, you're also protecting yourself from all these other diseases. And guess what? Exercise in and of itself upregulates what's known as the glutathione cycle. Your body produces one of the best antioxidants in the world. It's called glutathione. And it increases the production of glutathione when you exercise because the body is smart. It knows it's going to need to suppress inflammation. So all of these things that you're doing, the exercise, the smart supplementation that Alex is talking about, these are not only going to help you progress in your workouts, they're going to keep you healthy too. It's great stuff. Great stuff. And Alex is a sage trainer. Not only the way he's training you, but the advice he's giving you on supplementation. Perfect stuff. If you could have seen me when you said that about curcumin and tart cherry juice, I had a big smile on my face. I was like, very good. Very, very good. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, Alex has been really good about helping me with my diet and making recommendations for supplements and things like curcumin and and tart cherry juice. And I have to say he's been right on every time. So
yeah,
I owe him a lot of thanks.
Yeah.
And I owe a lot of thanks to the gym where I work out, Sledge Athletic Solutions. Not all gyms like to have older women working with heavy weights.
Yeah.
And not all gyms appreciate you grunting or snarling at the...
Oh my God, Judy!
The bars when you're working out.
Judy, do you grunt?
Oh, I grunt and I snarl.
Oh, God bless you! I love it. You know what? We talk. You know, grunting makes you stronger, and we talk about that. There are gyms out there who don't like people who grunt, and I think to myself, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. If you are straining, you need to grunt. That's marvelous.
That's true. I agree completely.
Okay, Alex, I have a project for you, and I know you're listening. You need to get a video of Judy grunting so we could put it up on the Superhuman Radio website. I want a video of Judy grunting. I want that. That's important. Listen, Judy, I want to thank you, first of all, for taking time out of the morning to come on the air, and then more importantly, for sharing your story. It's an inspiration. It means a lot to a lot of people. I can promise you that.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it very much, and if it helps somebody else get moving, it's worth it.
And I can't wait for your next powerlifting competition.
I can't either.
That's great.
Oh, we'll let you know.
Are you setting a goal for yourself, or are you just going to wait to see what weight you can pull?
I'm not setting any specific number because I want to do the best I can do.
Right, right.
And so I'm just shooting at challenging myself to do as much as I can.
Scott Burbank just posted on Facebook, "This is a great show, very inspiring. Thank you, Judy."
Well, thank you.
There you go. Judy, thanks so much for being on the air today.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'll wrap up the show. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Final note, a couple things I want to mention real quick. First of all, some of you have been posting on Facebook and emailing me and so on about the live channel being down. Yes, the live channel was down. Our live streaming server was with a company in California that we no longer do business with, and that was the only thing that we still had with them. My data center is in Toronto, Canada, and we have mirrors on the East Coast and West Coast, mirror servers so that people can get downloads easily and so on. And we decided to bring the streaming server in-house to the data center in Toronto and at the same time upgrade our streaming platform software because there's a lot of new features that I didn't have and blah, blah, blah. Well, needless to say, we shouldn't have done both of those things at the same time because there were some problems with the server. Server security settings, firewall settings, IP tables. I mean, I can go on and on about all the different things. And then the software itself had some idiosyncratic effects on this new server. So we were in the dark quite often whether the problem was from the server, from the firewall in the data center, the firewall in the server, or the software itself. And it really took a long time to straighten out. Obviously, we're streaming again. We are live. There are a couple little glitches right now, but they're things on my end. They will not affect the stream any longer. So the show will be live as we move forward. And I appreciate your patience. I know a lot of you emailed me and were kind of sad that you couldn't tune in live. Those of you who like to get the show first before it turns into a podcast, who like to participate on Facebook with questions and comments and all that, I really, really apologize. This was a poor decision on my, we should have moved the old software onto the new server, and got that working and then upgraded the software. But I figured, oh, what the hell? These guys know what they're doing at the data center and at the software company. And clearly they do know what they're doing, but you can't undertake that kind of thing at both steps at the same time. So I apologize for the inconvenience. We are back live. We will be live forever and ever. I promise. Also just want to remind you once again, Age Force Fat Burner Patch, free 30-day trial. Try it out. It now contains the thyroid hormone T2, which will not impair normal thyroid function. It's just a thermogenic, that's all it is, in a patch form delivered over 8 hours. Turn up your body heat, that's for sure, and burn fat. So check that out. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code on the banner ad to get your free month trial. And tomorrow is Friday. And our Casual Friday will be live. So I hope many of you tune in and comment and ask questions and make statements and all the good things that we were able to do before when we were live before the stream went down. And the stream is back up. Thanks for listening to today's show. Pass it around, especially to those of you who have older parents, cousins, uncles, aunts. They need to hear the Judy Madsen story. They really, really do. More and more elderly people will benefit if they start doing the things that we already know. Increase strength, longevity, and life. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.